Welcome to the Northern Nerd Podcast. We're glad you could join us today. The Northern Nerd is the Northwoods entertainment, media, and creative hub. Each show includes different guests that come from all walks of life with stories to share. Enjoy our latest episode. If you like the Northern Nerd Podcast and other things created by the Northern Nerd, please consider supporting us by going to our online store at www.thenorthernnerd.com/online store. And there you're going to find our hats, our coffee mugs, our t-shirts, and not just stuff with our logos on them, but other things with the Northwoods in mind. If you go there right now and you go to checkout and you type in promo code podcast as you're checking out, you're going to get 10% off your next order. Please consider supporting the Northern Nerd, and thank you for being a nerd. Hey everybody, welcome to the Northern Nerd Podcast, episode 27. I'm here hanging out on our first Zoom call ever for the podcast, but you know, you got to do what you got to do during quarantine. I'm here with my buddies, Cody and Ola, and we're just going to talk about kind of catch up on life and everything like that. It's been a while since we've hung out in Murray Hall in college. So yeah, to see how everybody's doing, see what they're up to and how they're handling quarantine and all that stuff. So guys, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us, Dalton.
Hey, what's going on, Big D? It's been a long time.
It's been a long time since I've heard that nickname, I'll tell you.
you're still saved in my phone, is that, actually?
Yeah, I still have you in my phone as the sweet life of Cody Andrews.
Nice.
Yeah, my second grade students don't call me by my nickname, so that's good.
That'd be slightly inappropriate if they did, so it's probably good.
Yeah, no.
Do they call you Mr. Hassel or do they call you Dalton?
They call me Mr. Hassel or Mr.
Yeah.
H. Yeah. I think I've been called Dad a couple times and Mom a couple times, but...
Mom?
Mom, yeah. It'll just slip out. I'm just like, all right. But in my school, I'm one of like the only male teachers there. There's only two male teachers in kindergarten through second grade. So I stick out quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. And you're like probably way taller than everyone and really just stand out.
Yeah. Well, our school building's really short too, so I can literally reach up and touch the ceiling.
Yeah.
So if I ever need to get the kids' attention, I'll just touch the ceiling tiles and like, well, all right, he means business.
Funny.
All right. So so what's been new with you guys? Cody, I'll start off with you. What have you been up to lately? I've seen a lot of stuff that you've been flying an airplane.
Yeah. So I've been up to quite a few different things. My main thing right now is, like you said, training to be a commercial pilot right now. Just got my private pilot license back in November, which was cool. It's one of the coolest things I've ever done, I think. So I did that, and now I'm starting my instrument rating, which basically like lets me fly through clouds and weather and stuff like that. And hopefully with goals to be in the airlines one day. So I got that going on. And then I don't know if you guys have seen, I'm getting pretty big into trading and stuff.
Yeah.
So I've been making some posts about that. I got my own Instagram account, just posting like some of my daily trades and stuff like that, some tips and tricks and, you know, trying to grow my following on that. So I've been up to quite a few different things.
What made you against flying?
It was kind of something I've always been interested in, believe it or not. Before I came to Eau Claire, I visited this school that wanted me to run track there, and they're a big aviation program. So I went down there and I like checked out their program and everything, like flew on the simulators. I thought it was really cool, but it didn't really work out for me to go there. So I just decided Eau Claire, and my uncle's a pilot. He flies for FedEx right now. So he kind of influenced me that way too.
Sweet.
What's been the most challenging part of going after your pilot's license, would you say, Cody?
Definitely the ground knowledge for sure. Everybody comes in and, you know, they want to get in the air, they want to go flying, they want to, you know, do all that cool stuff, but what separates a good pilot from a great pilot is the ground knowledge. So, you know, knowing just certain things like weather, for instance. If you don't have a good base on weather, like, you're not going to be a good pilot, because especially in our smaller aircrafts, they don't have like the capabilities that the big airliners do. We don't have radar, you know, we don't have weather tracking systems in there. So you got to be able to look on the weather maps, like on the ground beforehand, be like, okay, you know, this weather system's moving in, we got a front moving in, like, is it going to come to us? What's the winds going to be like when we get up there? Stuff like that, you know, so that ground knowledge really separates you from a bad pilot to a good one.
Is there, any place that you're really itching to fly over once you become a full grade pilot?
You know, I definitely want to fly down to like Florida or something, or Texas, or maybe out in the mountains out west. That would be super cool. The furthest I've gone so far would be probably like Southern Illinois up to around Kenosha.
Oh, okay.
That was pretty cool. But yeah, you know, the views up there are just incredible, man. I mean, it doesn't matter where you are, you know, 5,000 feet is 5,000 feet, you know, it's yeah. Pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That's really cool that you're pursuing that. Maybe we'll have to take a ride sometime with you.
Yeah, dude. I've been talking to Eric recently. I listened to that podcast, by the way. That was a good one.
Thanks.
I've been talking to Eric, and I'm planning on, you know, when all this Corona stuff is over, to fly up to either La Crosse or like Eau Claire, and you know, fly with him, and I could scoop you guys up, and maybe fly up to the city, Zola, scoop you up, man. That'd be sweet.
I live in Texas now.
Whoa, you live in Texas?
Yeah, he's got breaking news via the podcast.
What? Since when?
3 weeks ago, I moved down here.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago today. Yeah, so it's been interesting. So
are you living with Quinn down there?
Yeah, yep, Quinn and one of his buddies from high school.
Oh, dang, okay.
So, new move, but it's kind of weird time for with all this stuff going on, so.
Yeah,
dang. Kind of a weird time, but nonetheless, I like it still.
What is something that you really, Ola, I'll direct this towards you. What is something that you've really enjoyed about your line of work? So you were working at Ecolab before, but then I just found out that you moved to Texas. So
yeah, so at Ecolab, what I really enjoyed, I would say just the team, like the team aspect. I had a pretty cool team that I worked with. They were all pretty young, I would say. So like just having a team that was, you know, fresh out of college, just like I was, people that I could relate to, you know, I would say that was probably the coolest part about it, just having that. And I guess with my new job here in Texas, I mean, I haven't really had a chance to meet my team yet or do anything like that. So kind of up in the air right now, but I think I like it. I mean, the company is a lot different. Like we talked about before, Lockheed Martin. So they're an aerospace company. So something completely different. I've never really even like thought about going into that field, but now that I'm in it, I mean, it seems pretty cool. Seems pretty interesting. So I think it'll be a good switch up from Ecolab just in terms of the industry that I'm in.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I'm sure once everything goes back to normal, it'll be a little bit more enjoyable to live down in Texas.
Exactly. Oh.
Yeah. Cody, what's currency trading been like? Is that something that's pretty challenging?
Yeah, man, it's tough. It's the biggest, basically biggest market out there, you know, compared to stocks and, you know, cryptocurrencies or like options, futures. The most highly traded market out there. Right. So, there's a lot of big moves that happen on it. It's really choppy too. So in terms of like taking a position, it's got a high chance of reversing on you. So it's a huge challenge, man, but honestly, I love it. You know, it's something like I've never done before. And I kind of just stumbled across it. When I was in Colorado, actually, you know, I worked 4 days, and so I had 3 days off, and the days I wasn't snowboarding, you know, I was kind of sitting around looking for something to do. And I kind of came across it and started researching it more, learning more about it, and started slowly just building my knowledge on it, and started reading some more advanced books and stuff like that. Kind of decided to take my hand on it and put some money in the market. So it's cool, man. It's a good way to make money. It's really rewarding when you figure your own strategy out and start moving some money. It's cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's been interesting to follow you too. Just, I mean, I wouldn't consider myself an expert by any means in that stuff. So it's been cool to see just you explain some things in some of your videos from time to time, but just also to see like how your learning process through it all too. So what can people do to follow you on your currency trading journey? What's your like handle on Instagram or anything like that?
Yeah. So I've just got an Instagram account right now, which is at the_pip, P-I-P underscore rider, R-Y-D-E-R. Hopefully we'll be starting a YouTube channel at some point. I'm kind of starting small right now. Just like you said, I'm just kind of posting stuff about how I'm learning. And hopefully, you know, I kind of want to build up a little bit more credibility in that industry as far as, you know, success goes. So starting small right now. And then once I get more knowledge, more experience under my belt, I'll probably come out with like a YouTube channel eventually.
Yeah.
How is this being affected by the coronavirus, Cody? I know like the stocks, for example, I've lost a lot of money in it from this, but is it the same for Forex? Like, do you lose a lot of money because of this?
Well, it depends how you trade it, really. The stocks have definitely taken a huge hit on it. Yeah. I didn't have any money in the stock market, fortunately, before this hit. But with the Forex, the way I trade, I just trade intraday, which is basically like a couple hours at a time. So I'm in and out of the market within the span of a day, really. So, and like I said before, the way the currency market works, it's such a highly traded market that it's not hugely affected by it. And it's basically how you trade it is it gets paired up with another currency. So say you're trading the euro and it's matched to the dollar. So how that works would be like the euro is worth, you know, 1.1 of what a dollar is. Mm-hmm. And that fluctuates every single day. Mm-hmm. By, you know, the smallest of pennies, you know, fractions of pennies. And basically those fluctuations is how you make money. So it's not like if the dollar tanks, the whole market tanks, you know,
right.
The dollar tanks and maybe the euro goes up and you can make money on the difference between the euro and the USD. Yeah. So it's interesting.
Yeah. That might be an avenue for me right now, honestly, cause I have time to spend right now. So I might look
at it. Yeah, man.
Next month.
You know, reach out to me. I can get you started because it's a huge learning curve at first, man. I had no idea what to do when I first started, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm always open to providing value for people. And if they want to learn, you know, reach out to me. That's kind of why I started the Instagram page.
For sure.
You know, because I know there's people out there that are interested in it, but they're just like, I have no idea what this is. I don't know how to do this, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, reach out to me, man. Anybody, feel
for
free.
Sure, man. I got time.
Yeah. It's interesting how much time you have right now. And well, like just anybody, I don't think we'll ever get, well, hopefully we'll never get a time period like this again, mm-hmm. to where we have this much time, but it's like what you do in this time right now could have a huge impact on what happens later.
All right. Exactly. We probably won't have this time until we retire.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying yesterday to one of my roommates is like, kind of feels like I'm retired right now. I mean, I got nothing to do.
Right.
I'm out. Video games.
Watching daytime television.
Exactly, man. Exactly. So
yeah,
you're definitely right.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I've been trying to stay productive during all this.
Yeah.
I've been like on YouTube, like trying to learn how to play piano and
just
random stuff.
Yeah. I might even try to learn a language, man, or at least get started. Yeah. You never know. There's a lot of Spanish speakers down here, so I could touch up on my Spanish again.
There you go.
Yeah. Something like that. So
yeah, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah.
So it's cool to catch up with you guys so far and see where everyone's at and stuff like that. I want to flash back a little bit to our college days at Eau Claire, if you guys don't mind.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So well, you didn't really live on Murray Hall, but I'd say you were a featured guest most days.
I was. But actually, if you remember, I did move down to Murray.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Second semester.
Yeah.
Yep. But yeah, first semester, I was a featured guest. I was a 2K guy. I'd come over, play 2K.
Yeah.
Hang out all the time.
For the five with Brett.
Yep. Oh my gosh. I forgot about that.
Used to get heated.
Yeah.
These guys would bet so much on 2K. It was insane.
Yeah, man. Shout out Brett, wherever you are, man. I haven't heard from that dude in forever.
I don't think I've heard from him since freshman year.
Yeah, me either.
Well, he was around sophomore year, if you remember. He had that house, I don't know if you remember, but me and Haleska used to go there pretty often.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. It was after sophomore year that he left. So.
Oh, okay. What were some of you guys' favorite memories from freshman year in Murray?
Oof. There's a lot, man, honestly. There's a ton. I would say probably just meeting everyone, honestly, like meeting all you guys, Jay, Will, Sam. I think meeting everyone just kind of led to, you know, things after the next, you know, all the different fun activities we did, all the nights we had. There's just too much to really pinpoint one exact memory, honestly. Mm-hmm. I would say, Cody, if you remember the Jeep rides we used to go on.
Oh, yeah, I was going to bring that up.
Those are classic.
Yeah.
That was probably one of my favorite things.
Those are iconic. Dude, me and Josh talk about that all the time.
Yeah, dude, that was one of the iconic memories from freshman year.
My favorite times are were a Saturday or Sunday morning after a night out. We'd round everybody up, hit the calf, and then talk about whatever Josh did the night before. That was crazy, whatever happened.
Seat load from the night before. Yeah.
I would live vicariously through you guys through those stories.
Yeah.
Man. Some crazy stuff.
Do you remember my roommate first semester, Emmett Stifler?
Yeah.
Remember any flooded towers?
Oh, yeah.
Thing? Yeah, that was a pretty iconic memory.
Oh, that was your roommate?
Yeah, that was Emmett.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was pretty iconic.
Oh, yeah.
That was all over Yik Yak. Do you guys remember Yik Yak?
Yeah, I do.
Dude. Yik Yak was nuts, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. There's too much to really pinpoint a certain thing, man. Mm-hmm. Freshman year was great.
I think that was my favorite year by far.
Yeah, I'd say freshman or junior year. I think those 2 years were iconic.
The prime.
Yep.
Yeah.
Junior year turning 21. That's pretty dope.
Mm-hmm. I always remember Cody, you'd come over and we'd watch Community in between on our lunch most days. I think it was second semester of freshman year.
Yeah, I remember I'd always bring up my sub from Herbs.
Yep.
And then I'd see you. I was like, what's up, Dalton? And then we'd eat our lunch and then watch a couple of shows and then go back to class or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, one thing freshman year, Dalton, we never really did too much, but you remember how we were both really into Madden?
Yeah.
Back then? And I remember the summer going into freshman year, we talked about Madden all the time and how we were going to play all the time. We only got a couple of games in, but I remember Madden was gonna be our thing.
Yeah.
Then 2K kind of took over my life at that time.
I was gonna say, and I was not to your level at all at 2K, so I picked my battles. I was like, all right, I'll just watch this.
Yeah.
Dude, I remember you smoked me in 2K one time in Josh's room freshman year. Yeah, because I had never played before.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's play. Yeah. And I think you ended up beating me by 60 points or something. Sheesh.
I was a seasoned vet at that point.
Oh, man.
So did you guys have a favorite place to eat in Eau Claire during college? After you're living on our own and stuff like that, what was mm-hmm. your guys' favorite place to go to?
Actually, I loved Milwaukee Burger. I don't know how often you went there.
I've only been there a couple times, actually.
Yeah, I only went there maybe twice every school year. But it was always the best place. They had the huge cheese curds, the best burgers. I would say that was probably the best spot. I just didn't go there enough for some reason, but I would say that's my favorite spot. Or Taco John's freshman year. That was pretty classic.
Oh, Taco John's. Only the real ones remember Taco John's. Yeah,
you are an OG if you remember Taco John's. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, that place is so packed on a Friday or Saturday night.
Hey, man, the old Lays had to get them.
Awesome.
Everybody had to get them. Yeah, that was – I would hate to work there, man. I felt so bad for those workers.
Oh, dang.
All right, what about you, Cody?
I would say, my favorite spot in terms of comfort food was probably Little Caesars. That was my favorite spot to go after a track meet. You know, we'd get back at 11, 12, 1 a.m., and it was, one of the only places open.
Yeah.
And dude, after a long day of running, bro, dive into that greasy pizza, man. Oh, yeah. So good.
Dude, Brett, speaking of Brett Hunter, we used to go there all the time, sophomore year, like after work, because we both worked at Menards, which was pretty close to Little Caesars. And I got that so often that I just got so sick of it. And I don't think I've had Little Caesars in sophomore year. I just can't eat them anymore.
Yeah. That was his breaking point. Really. He's done.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
but funny. It was good. It was good at that time, I remember. I loved it. $5, couldn't beat it.
No way.
So Cody, you brought up track, and you guys both ran for the Eau Claire track team. What was that experience like? What was it like to be a college athlete?
Well, Cody's was probably a lot different than mine. So I had a lot of injuries. I don't know really where it started. Well, it started freshman year, just during the off season. I just couldn't stay healthy for whatever reason. Like, I was able to get through high school healthy, you know, all 4 years, but for some reason, as soon as I entered college, I had nagging injuries left and right. So the injuries kept me out pretty much all of my freshman year. Then I came back sophomore year. I was healthy for a couple months during indoor season, but that didn't really last for whatever reason. I had really bad stress fractures. That's what the injury was. And it was such a nagging injury, it was hard to get rid of it, because an injury like that, you really want to just be off your legs. But that was tough for me because, you know, I was always trying to run and lift and all that. Mm-hmm. So it just never really healed. So after sophomore year, I quit just because, you know, it wasn't worth it for me anymore. The injuries just kept coming up. So after that, I was done. But Cody, he definitely had a different experience than I did. So he was able to run. Most years, didn't you, Cody? 3 years you ran?
I ran mostly all 4 years. I mean, my story is kind of similar to yours. My freshman year, I played both football and track.
That's right.
Which ended up being just way too much of a time commitment to include school and like any kind of social life in that. So I just ended up doing track. But I mean, my first meet as a freshman, I ripped my hamstring. Yeah.
I remember that.
So I redshirted the first indoor season, and the, you know, outdoor season was kind of a wash because I was just ready to compete at that point. And then, you know, I ran the next few years, but man, those
Those nagging injuries.
Yeah. It was just too much, you know, not only physically, but emotionally too, you know, not be able to compete at the level that, you know, you can.
Yeah.
On a consistent basis.
That was the worst part.
It just tears you down. So, you know, I ended up hanging it up probably halfway through my senior year. Just because I couldn't do it anymore, you know. But man, the team atmosphere was great. That was one of the best teams I have ever been on, for sure.
And if you think about it, like our main friend group, we all met through track, you know, Josh, Sam, Eric, Quinn, like we all met through track. So, I mean, it was definitely worth it. Like, I got a lot of benefit from it, and I'm really glad I, you know, went out for the team freshman year.
Yeah, for sure. And especially our first 2 years, freshman and sophomore year.
Yeah. Like
the leadership from the upperclassmen was great too. They really set the tone of the team, I would say.
Definitely.
And, you know, on top of it, Chip being the coach, he's a fantastic coach. So it was a great team, you know.
Yeah.
Still is.
Yeah, so I'm glad I did it, but didn't end quite the way I wanted it to. But
yeah, nonetheless, I feel that, man. Dude, there isn't a day that doesn't go by where I'm not like, man, I wish I could be running again, you know?
Yeah. Do you remember freshman year? I don't know if you remember, but we always talked about how like senior year we were going to have like a super dope 4x4.
Yeah, man.
Like Alaska and Eric. Dude,
the team that never was, bro.
Yeah, that'd been fire.
Sad, man.
Yeah. It's whatever.
Yeah. Well, whenever I saw you guys, like there was always a positive energy about you guys, or you guys are always going in the weight room or something like that. So yeah.
That too, bro.
Yeah. You guys are definitely a cool group of guys to be around. So
thanks, man.
Yeah, man. Dalton, let me ask you a question. Cause I know you're a school teacher. How do you basically have time to keep up with the Northern Nerd and like build that brand? Cause I see you're always posting content with that. What's kind of like your schedule like with that?
That's a good question. So most of the time I'll do stuff like early in the morning. So I'll wake up at like 6 o'clock, get some coffee in my system and try to kind of schedule out what I'm going to do that day. And then get ready for the school day. And then once the school day is over, finish up whatever I need to, and don't know, just it depends on the week. So if it's a Monday, I'll try to stay consistent with stuff. So I put out a bunch of like Muskie City Music stuff on Mondays. So just a music recommendation show. But then after that is just kind of whatever is happening in the community. So we had Berkey in February. So that's one of the largest ski races in North America. So I put out a lot of content for that week, probably more than I normally would. But it was one of those topical events. But other than that, just try to stay active and see what's going on in the social media realm and kind of tailor it to the Northwoods or Wisconsin/Minnesota area.
And then you still DJ, don't you?
Yeah.
Regularly? Mm-hmm. How's that going?
It's been going pretty well. I mean, I've only had to cancel one event so far because of the coronavirus, but it wasn't like, I wasn't the one that's, I'm not coming to the party. It's like, no, we can't have this wedding kind of thing. So.
For sure.
But the heart of my wedding season is until June, July, August, all those summer weddings. So, so I'm hoping things will be back to normal by that point.
We're all hoping, yep.
Yeah. And I think like being a DJ too, people are going to be ready to party. So,
Oh yeah.
So they've had enough time to practice their dancing. Yep. So they better be ready to go hard.
Play all the hits, man. People are going to need it.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
All right. So we only have about, I think, a couple minutes left here before this Zoom call kicks us out. I'm not too familiar with Zoom, but I think there's like a time limit on these kind of calls. So any parting words or any last shout outs you guys want to give? I've had a great time having you guys on the show, and I would definitely be willing to do this again if you guys are.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I'm always open, man. It's good. Always good catching up with the guys. I mean, we could even maybe do like a big one because, you know, with Zoom, you can add, I'm pretty sure, like as many people as you want. So, I mean, we could add, you know, a couple more people even and have a little Zoom party here. Pretty cool. So.
Yeah, that'd be cool, man. We should have all the Murray guys back on. That'd be sweet.
Yeah. I'll reach out to everybody, see if we can schedule a time that works. That'd be fun. We even get Bryce on here, see if we can get.
But yeah, man, thanks for having us, Dalton. I respect the grind, man. Keep building the Northern Nerd. It's awesome to see you doing that.
Thanks.
Yeah. And good catching up too, Cody. I haven't really talked to you in a while. So
yeah, you too, Ola, man. It's been a long time.
Yes, sir. But yeah, one of these days, man, you'll have to scoop me.
Bro, yes, I'll fly down. I'll fly down to Texas. I'll scoop you, bro. Later.
Thanks for tuning in to the latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast. Feel free to like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to us on Apple Music and Spotify Music so you know when our latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast is coming out. That about does it for us, so continue to be kind to one another, and we'll see you around town.